Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Jim Walters, who's the chairman of the board with the WFCA and also a partner with Mocco's Floor Covering in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Actually, I wanted to talk to you about a couple things. I know last week you were in Tucson. You're a member of the National Floor Covering Alliance. Let's start with that for a second. Talk a little bit about some, maybe a couple of memories, some highlights of that meeting.
The NFA meetings are always special for us, and I'm sure you've heard this from many of the members, but the single most important thing that we always take away from the meetings is the best practices, an opportunity to get together with some very significant dealers around the country and share ideas, share best practices. And last week was no exception. Came home with, you know, a few notes and just a few things. And if we can implement just a couple of them, we will have improved our business.
Yeah, actually, you know, I talked to Sam Roberts last Friday, and he told me that he had made several great notes in that two-minute drill that you do. And he was looking forward to putting those into action. So he also was coming home with some notes.
I think everyone does, and, you know, that's what makes that that group special. No one is competing with each other and very open to share ideas.
Yeah, well, I know that the people who listen to this are always wanting to hear, because, you know, that small group gets a good read on the national business level. We had heard, when I talked to Sam, he was telling me that the first quarter, January, February, March, were pretty strong, but then April had gotten a little bit softer. Is that what you're feeling up in Green Bay?
Well, we felt a little bit of that, too. And interesting enough, in my most recent memory at the NFA meetings, it was pretty consistent all around the country as we went around through the two-minute drill. Mm-hmm. Everyone pretty much said the same thing. January, February, March got off to a really, really nice start. And towards the end of March and into early April, we had a soft spot. Our business in Wisconsin was no different. However, I can say that we rebounded nicely.
That's good.
Towards the end of April. So hopefully this one is a little different than the last few years where we've experienced a little bump in the business only to scratch our head 2 or 3 months down the road and look at things and say we gave it all away and maybe then some. So yeah. We think perhaps we're sustaining a little better this year.
Well, that's good. So we'll just blame that one on Easter and things have picked back up, you're saying?
Hopefully that was it.
Because, you know, we get mixed reviews when you start looking at the news every day on Floor Daily. You see that, like, take for instance, I believe it was yesterday, the growth in payroll, the number of new hires was off just a little bit. But we're going to get a little bit of ups and downs, but you feeling pretty good about the year so far?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Interesting enough, what I saw in the first quarter with our business is, you know, our hard surface business had bumped up, you know, real strong. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, in units, our carpet was off a little bit. So we're thankful for the hard surface business. Okay. That seems to be where there's a lot of interest with the consumer right now.
Well, another reason I want to talk to you, Jim, I know you've actually left work in Green Bay. You're preparing, you're getting your notes ready for the board meeting with the WFCA. You're having the first board meeting since Chris Davis passed away. And I thought I'd just touch base with you a little bit about that, find out how the association's doing in Chris's absence, and talk a little bit about maybe an update on the WFCA.
Sure. Yes, I'm in Florida. We are getting ready for the board meeting, the spring board meeting, and we'll have an empty chair. This will be the first board meeting without Chris. And the business of the WFCA continues. I don't think the association has missed anything, quite frankly. It's hitting on all its cylinders, and that's a tribute to the staff that Chris had put together, and things are going extremely well in that regard.
So I guess some of the things we talked about last time you and I talked was that you were focused on the internet sales tax. You were talking what you normally do. You were trying to elevate the perception of floor covering with consumers. You've been working on that ANSI standard for carpet installation. Any news there in any of the fronts?
I can say that all those issues are moving forward. They have not stood still, and we'll get reports on them here at our board meeting on Friday. I anticipate that everything is moving forward in those regards. The legislation on the internet sales tax seems to be getting some traction. Obviously, there's not a state in the union that doesn't have a budget problem, so they're very keyed into their revenue streams.
Right.
So we think we have an opportunity to help push that ball over the goal, hopefully, in that legislation. With regards to the ANSI standards, my understanding is that's just about ready, and It may be ready to go in early 2013. Again, we'll get reports on all those on Friday.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about the search process. I know I had talked to Aaron Perner right after the memorial event in Anaheim that he was kind of heading that up. Give us an update with the search process, if you would.
I appointed a search committee of five people that were very gracious to volunteer their time because, as we all know, they all have their businesses to run, but this is a very important task. The search committee consists of Nick Federici, past chairman, Aaron Perner, of course, past chairman, Harold Chapman, who is the incoming chairman, will take over my role on July 1st, Donnie Phillips, again, another past chairman from the Atlanta area, and Keith Campbell from Mannington. They're early on in the process. They're developing, quite frankly, a job description. From there, the board has authorized a budget line for an executive search company if they are so inclined to want to use one. And the good news here is, you know, Chris left this association in very good shape, as I said before.
Right.
Staff is doing a wonderful job. So there's no pressure to make a quick decision. I think the pressure we feel is more to make the correct decision. So this could take a few months, but it is moving forward.
Right. And, you know, Chris came from outside of the business, had a communications background, and had a lot of experience with event coordination. So you're not necessarily just looking for somebody inside the business, are you?
Not necessarily. Someone with association background is another avenue that we have to take a look at. Mm-hmm. When Chris and many people that were involved when Chris came aboard have told me that when Chris was hired, Chris was really hired to run surfaces.
Right.
The surfaces trade show had gotten off the ground. It was getting big, and they needed help, and that was Chris's background. He really came in to run the trade show and develop it into what it became. Today, our needs are a little different, so that's what the search committee is delving into.
Well, Jim, I wanted to catch up with you. I knew that you were down there getting ready for this meeting, and I thought it'd be a good time. So people who have somebody that might be a good candidate, they should just, I think Aaron had said, just send them to him. Is there a process there?
You can send them. You can send them to me. I've gotten a few inquiries. Anyone on the search committee?
Great to talk to you again. We're talking to Jim Walters, who's the chairman of the board of the WFCA and a partner with Mako's Floor Covering in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.